Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Conor McGregor always delivers in the press conference and usually in the octagon. The McGregor-Khabib presser yesterday. They got a microphone like behind the scenes right between these two on stage for the face-off.
Come on, I'm not going to touch you. Let's get face-to-face. Let's get close. Look into the eyes, kid. Yeah?
Don't touch each other, please.
I can see blue lips. Blue lips.
Face forward, guys. Grab your belts.
Where's my belt?
There's Connor's belts. They're coming right here.
Blue lips. Breathe, kid. Take a breath. Shut your mouth, Ali Abdelaziz. My terrorist.
Ali.
Terrorist sneak.
Ali.
I know
get
a lot about
here.
You as well, you mad rat. I know a lot about you as well. You keep your mouth shut, kid. Let me take my picture. How's Noah? Huh? Yeah. Shut your mouth. Never speak about me. Ever in your life. Watch yourself around me. Because you'll be out here quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my paws and my belt and my suit.
Okay. So the guy off to the side, Ali, is the manager of Khabib. And I guess when he's asking about Noah, Noah is the child that Ali allegedly owes a lot of unpaid child support to. That's the background. Did I get that right, Troy?
Yeah, that's the background right there because, as you know, Connor likes to talk. And Connor also likes to act. Connor was, you know, we know about the bus incident and we know about him attacking the bus at the UFC event and then getting arrested later for it. Well, Nurmagomedov was actually on that bus. Khabib Nurmagomedov. He was actually on that bus. So Connor kept referring to him as the guy who S'd on the bus. That was his name. The guy who S'd on the bus. So you'll hear here when Connor, at the press conference, decides to offer Khabib a nice drink.
You know,
it's in the bus's birthday.
I'm not understanding.
Here's the gag of a day and a proper 12.
I'm not
proper 12 on me. Hang joy. Here, hang joy. Just let me give him. His birthday.
I'm gonna go like
yeah,
my
the bus.
Last fight.
Happy birthday, like, in the bus.
I don't drink.
Why don't you drink?
I don't drink.
Why don't you drink?
I never drink.
I'll tell you, bus at parties.
I never drink.
You're mad backwards. You're dead when I get my hands on you. Do you hear me?
I never drink. I never drink.
All drink it. Me and the Irish Boston animal, Dana White, the OG of the fight game. He'll soup this bad boy.
I think it's going to be a long night for him.
Yes. Oh, Lord, save me. That's tasty.
Just drinking whiskey on stage.
That's amazing.
Doing what he does.
$100 for whoever can transcribe that. Good luck with that. Well, that's the McGregor Khabib presser.
He's an underdog?
Who?
McGregor.
Absolutely, he is.
What?
First time in his UFC career?
Dude, this guy is a beast.
Is it because of the weight class?
No. Khabib Nurmagomedov. Listen, this guy, he is the perfect Russian fighter. He is undefeated. I believe he's 26-0. This is the kind of guy that you picture working in a...
Fedor.
Like in a Cold War military facility with like bottles of vodka. Like he is just the perfect Russian fighter. And I'm calling it. Connor's losing.
Wow.
Connor's losing this fight.
Oh,
badly.
I didn't know that McGregor was an underdog.
Yeah, he'll lose this fight badly.
So why hasn't this guy been facing him before?
Well, they've tried.
And again, I'm on the fringe UFC watcher.
They've tried to get him matched up before, but right when Khabib was kind of on the rise, that was when Connor and Floyd Mayweather were going at it. So really the Floyd Mayweather Connor McGregor thing was like almost a 2.5 year hiatus from the UFC, and it was right at that time when they were starting that Khabib was making his name. So he's had 3 or 4 fights since that time, and he's established himself a little bit more since then.
Wow. Okay. I'm torn here. The sex dad or SNL? Let's go with the sex dad because it's 6 a.m. We don't want to do this at 7 with the kids in the car. This is just like the parent who would rather have your kids drink in front of you. You're going to supervise the kids because you know they're going to go out and do it anyway. when they're underage.
Right. So you supervise the kids at home by, you know, showing them how to properly mix a drink, or no. In this Florida man's case, how to properly put on a, yep, a Florida man. Remember that.
Shocking.
Shocking. 53-year-old Lawrence Mitchell drove his 15-year-old son to a park with his teen girlfriend so they could, as the dad put in his own words, do their thing.
With an A?
Yeah, they even wrote it in the article, fang with an A.
Okay.
He was arrested. An officer spotted him after hours in his car at McChesney Park in Port St. Lucie. He told the officer his son requested him to take he and his girlfriend to the local park so they could, quote unquote, do what kids do. The dad said, well, they're not out there stealing. They're just having sex. They could be doing worse. The girl's parents, they don't know if they consented or not to this.
Ooh.
Mitchell, by the way, his son told the officer that he and his girlfriend were, quote, smoking and blanking.
All right.
He was released on $750 bond.
My first question is, why did you take him to the park and you just didn't, you know, let the kid use his bedroom?
It's weird.
What?
It's got to be weird, right? It's got to be a weird thing to know that your kid's up there doing that in your own house. It's got to be weird. I can only imagine.
Okay, but, like, did they do it in the park or in the car? In the park?
In the park.
All right, so, like, go ahead, get out.
Go out. Go behind that tree over there, and
okay.
Here's a blanket.
Okay.
Don't bring that blanket home.
All right, so I'm going to ask you all seriously.
Really?
Your kid is 16. All right, well, let's just go around the room and put ourselves out there first. I lost my V card junior in high school. What would that make me? That'd be about 16, 17.
16, 17, yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Junior in high school. You?
I was 17.
17.
16.
Troy?
Junior in high school.
33.
Oh, when?
19.
19. Okay, so let's just call it 16. 16's not a crazy number.
No.
So,
it's probably late now.
So what do you do? Like, how do you approach it? Like, go out randomly and do what I think you're going to do? Or try to be under some type of, it sounds weird saying watchful eye. It sounds sick, but you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you approach that and the drinking thing?
Oh, man, that's I don't have a good answer on that one. Like, I always.
Shut up!
I'm not supposed to play that. I always thought I'd be the cool dad that would just like, you know, you want to drink? Here you go. Have a party here. You know, I'll bring everybody over. I don't know. The relations thing to me is far different than the drinking thing. Drinking is like, go ahead, knock yourself out.
Yeah. Well, see, it's different for me. That's different. For me, the drinking thing is you will wait until you're 21, and you will do what you do.
You're going to be naive, Dad.
Now, no, not naive, Dad. I just prefer for him to do it when he turns 21.
Well,
now,
everybody prefers it.
No. Actually, not everyone prefers it. Like Cindy, she doesn't prefer it. She'd rather have our children drink before then with us so they know what they're getting into.
Okay.
And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, when we go to Garner with my family, if they want to have a beer when they're 16, sure. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Now, the sex thing. Listen, I'm not gonna do like this kid. I'm not gonna take or this father. I'm not gonna take Hunter and his girlfriend to Bachman Lake and say get at it in the woods with your wood. But you know, definitely have the talk with them. But I'm not gonna supervise it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be like his counselor when it comes to it.
Yeah,
you know,
there's no when you're overseeing the alcohol party, you're overseeing the alcohol party. There's no overseeing here. Like,
oh no!
Unless
there's
you're
nothing
sitting,
I want to see.
Yeah,
here.
Unless you're watching, the protection be applied to make sure. What supervision is there? What are you doing? Like, there's nothing to gain. I don't think
you're not thrusting enough.
Yeah. Well, so Florida,
got to keep changing it up, man.
See you later. Gone. All right, Sean and RJ continuing here on 105.3 The Fan. Maybe the worst sports vandalism of all time. Someone went after the Field of Dreams. Took a car to it.
This guy should be in jail for 20 years. Okay. This is one of the great iconic landmarks in the U.S. All right. It should be. It's on the Mount Rushmore of U.S. landmarks.
It's higher on the Mount Rushmore.
RJ Choppy.
Hang on. Hang on.
You mean sports Mount Rushmore?
No. It's higher on the Mount Rushmore list of landmarks than Mount Rushmore is. Mount Rushmore is not even on the Mount Rushmore of landmarks.
I'm thinking
Field of Dreams is.
Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, White House.
This 21-year-old has admitted driving across the Iowa baseball field. Took his truck, put it through the grass and the dirt, created deep trenches in the field, damaged the sprinkler system. He drove it on January 22nd, causing the owner $5,500 in damage. It has since been repaired, but he left deep gashes and damaged sprinklers. They're saying that this guy could be sentenced in November up to 5 years in prison and a fine between $750 and $7,500. So there it is, up to 5 years for what he did to the Field of Dreams.
I mean, this guy has no respect. Dead people came out of those cornfields.
No, they did not.
They did. And they played catch with Ray.
No, they didn't.
And they said,
where's the
is
Field
this...
of Dreams shot? Who's going to take it? I'm waiting for Roy. I'm waiting on Roy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough about it to
is this heaven?
Take a shot.
No, it's Iowa. It's right there in the middle of Iowa.
It was Ray Liotta. It wasn't a real person.
It was a real person, okay? Real people came out of that cornfield.
No.
Shoeless Joe and Ray's dad.
Yeah, and then James Earl Jones was there like, I'm looking for my son, Hakeem.
And that and that doctor who played had one at bat.
Is there any other sports movie venue that you would pick over this?
A sports movie venue?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm trying to think. Was the Hoosier Court a real court? Is that just like
Actually, it was in the finals. Yeah, that's Butler's gym. That's where Butler plays.
Okay, Field of Dreams is going to top that.
Field of Dreams tops that. I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously in Rudy, Notre Dame's a real place.
Yeah, I've been there,
and that's amazing. But I want to go play baseball in this, in Dyersville, where this is. I want to go there. I can't imagine it's anything but spectacular. Plus, you've got James Earl Jones will be there, and Ray, and the Shoeless Joe coming out of the cornfield. I want to go in that cornfield and see if I come out.
I'm surprised you haven't made your kids watch this. You brainwashed them into liking whatever you like.
Haven't you made your kids watch boring baseball movies like Field of Dreams?
There's the shot.
What?
I was waiting for it.
It's a boring baseball movie.
Oh.
It's
not a baseball movie.
What?
It's a movie about a father and son.
Well, then why are we talking about like a sports movie if it's not a baseball movie?
It's a movie about a father and son based around the game of baseball.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.